Now, it's estimated that around 300,000 people took part in protest rallies around Israel yesterday against the war in Gaza and the plans for intensification of a military campaign in the enclave. It was one of the largest protests in the 22 months of this war. The protesters demanded a deal to free hostages in Gaza and to end the war. Here's what some of those protesting in Jerusalem had to say.
The government plans to expand the war, which will kill the hostages, which will lead to many innocent deaths in Gaza, and we want to stop it before it's too late.
We want the world to hear that there are other opinions in Israel. Not everyone is for the war. The majority, which is silent, is against the war, against the destruction of Gaza, and we hope for peace.
We don't think that there's any purpose to the war anymore. And we need to end it for the sake of the Israelis and the sake of the Palestinians as well.
We're joined now by Orly Halpern, a freelance journalist based in Jerusalem. Good morning, Orly.
Good morning, Karen.
So those large numbers that turned out yesterday to really try and collectively bring the country to a stop with that message we heard there from some of those protesters, the majority is against the war and it needs to end, is what they were saying. Has it had an impact?
No, it hasn't had an impact. In fact, yesterday, the IDF chief of staff finished his proposal for how they're going to occupy the city of Gaza. And he's presented it. And within a couple of days, the ministers of the cabinet are going to discuss it. It's very unlikely that this will have an effect.
Now, protesters gathered, we saw yesterday from footage, at many places, including outside politicians' homes, military headquarters, major highways, and some even restaurants and theatres closed in solidarity. Were many people arrested?
No, not many, just a couple dozen, and then they were released. That was less of a concern. This is something that's been going on for some, every week there are protests to end the war, or at least for Netanyahu to step down. Now they're increasingly also calling for an end to the war because more and more Israelis have come to the same conclusion that the war is futile. Israelis need to make a deal. And get the hostages out.
One thing that is interesting at these protests is the horrors in Gaza being highlighted, because one media outlet did report that a protester was carrying a photo of a severely malnourished child from Gaza. So, like, such images were once rare at these demonstrations, would I be right in saying, but they now appear more often as the outrage is growing.
Absolutely. The first time there was a planned protest with photos of children who were killed in this war was at the end of March. And the police said that they would not allow it. They actually said, you cannot do that. And people protested. They said, no, you can't stop us. We will do it. And then the police backed off and it took place. That was the end of March. And since then, there's a growing, it's become more and more acceptable. Before it was taboo. People were like, no, we can't focus on them. We have to focus on us. But increasingly, it is becoming acceptable for Israelis to look at the other side, which did not happen before.
Now, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told a cabinet meeting that those who were calling yesterday to end the war without defeating Hamas not only harden Hamas's stance and delay the release of the hostages, they're also ensuring that the horrors of October 7th will repeat themselves again and again, he said. Now, anger is mounting against him, you said that, but his other challenge is that some army reserves, they're not turning up for work.
That's right. It is a major problem. What could actually stop this war is if the reserve soldiers refuse to go. There are increasing numbers that are not showing up to reserve duty, which is not heard of. Just for an example of how things have changed since the start of the war, when Hamas attacked, people volunteered to do reserves. So there wasn't 100%. Normally, you don't have 100% of the people that are called up showing up because some people are abroad, some people have whatever illnesses, things that they have to deal with, and they can't show up. But you had 130%. And now the army won't release the numbers. But then now people say that in their units, there's even just 30% showing up. So the numbers are low. And what really could make the difference internally inside of Israel for Israelis to change, to stop this planned attack on Gaza and occupation of the city would be to not show up to reserves.
And as you say, clearly frustration growing in Israel. Orly Halpern in Jerusalem, thank you very much for speaking to us. It is almost 7:45.